Well, Professor Tahu Kukutai is a leading Māori demographist at Waikato University, and her research is focusing on Māori population change, on demographic trends, and how data can be used to support better planning and investment for future generations. Thanks for joining us again on the program. Tahu, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora anō. You say fertility, mortality, and migration patterns are really what is shaping our future communities. What demographic changes are you seeing in the Māori population that iwi and government should be planning for now, Tahu?
Yeah, look, thanks. That's a great pātai, Dale. And, you know, I've been going around the motu for ages, sort of banging this drum about Māori population change, but mainly around our opportunity, you know. And our opportunity is that, and our competitive advantage, if you want to put it that way, is that we have a relatively young population in a country where the sort of the dominant demographic population is rapidly ageing. And, you know, this is a demographic fact. It's irreversible. It's coming down the line. It's going to bring all sorts of challenges, but also opportunities. And the youthful Māori, and to a great extent the Pacific population as well, has what we call sort of inbuilt momentum for growth. So we have comparatively higher fertility levels and a relatively young age structure, you know, so the median age is around about 27 years for the Pākehā population, but it's closer to 42. You know, and so what that means is that moving ahead is that Māori will become an increasingly important, you know, component of the economy, of the future workforce. And it's an advantage that I feel like we're not really recognising, let alone, you know, maximising that sort of, I guess, investment, for want of a better word, in our rangatahi, both now and our future rangatahi. So it's really important. It's not going to last forever. That's another important part, is that, you know, we're going to age as well. Our fertility, even though they're comparatively higher, it's still below replacement level now. And so we have this moment in time, about 20 to 40 years, where we need to go really hard on investing in our youthful population. And that's going to bring about all sorts of benefits.
And that's what we're not seeing, my observation and many others as well, that the Pākehā population are going to hit retirement, and it will be the brown workers, our youthful workers, who will be paying the taxes to fuel the retirement regime in years to come. With Māori making up a growing share of our country's youth population, what investment should be prioritised today, Tahu, in areas such as education, housing and health and employment to ensure that our rangatahi are equipped for the future?
Yeah, that's another great question. And, I think it needs to be a multi-layered response. And we have a lot of Rōpū working in the spaces who already have solutions. There's just way too many of our tamariki who don't have access to even the basics, to kai, you know, secure, warm, dry, healthy housing. There's just some fundamentals as well that too many of our rangatahi are actually missing out on. It's really hard to do your best and to be your best when you're missing out on the basics, you know. And so there's those issues that really need to be addressed. There's also some really, you know, there's some really innovative programs going on at the moment, which are really about sort of kaupapa Māori approaches to, building a future-focused workforce in areas like STEM, for example. I used to be on the board of Puhoro STEM Academy, doing absolutely incredible work, providing kaupapa Māori pathways into, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and having amazing outcomes. In some areas, not only doing as well as other groups, but actually outperforming. So, you know, there's a range of initiatives already in play that are probably under-resourced, that are already offering really credible solutions. You know, one of the issues is, of course, they don't get funded. I also think that there's, not to the level that they need, You know, one of the other opportunities, I suppose, really is for iwi entities as well to take a really sort of proactive and, I guess, relentless approach to investing in rangatahi. You know, given the knowledge that we have, this time-bound opportunity that comes with having this youthful population, it's unique to us and Pacific peoples here in Aotearoa. And that requires a long-term, investment strategy and a pretty much a relentless one. Like I said, it is our competitive advantage. I don't really recognise, let alone adequately responded to at the moment.
Thank you. Professor Tohu Kukuta is our guest. So what can Māori communities, whānau and iwi, do now to make our own plans for the future using this demographic information to prepare for the opportunities and challenges that lie ahead? You have thrown the ball into our own court, so it's very easy, and we do regularly criticise government's lack of foresight using demographic data to prepare for these changing circumstances and the generations to follow. But also we need to hold a mirror up to ourselves and see what else we could do. What do you think would be an appropriate course of action for us, for ourselves?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, let's not get let government agencies off the hook. You know, demographers have been saying since at least the 1980s that these composition changes in our population are super important and that we need to anticipate them and adapt to them before they happen rather than waiting until it's all happened, because then it becomes a little bit too late. You know, and government hasn't listened. I guess my perspective is that we can still keep saying that, but there's things that we can actually do, you know, to exert our own mana motuhake. And frankly, I think, you know, anything, any sort of initiative that's really shifted the dial for us, whether it's been, you know, around whenua, whether it's been around our reo, you know, I'm seeing it in the data sovereignty space, you know, any major initiative that has really shifted the dial for us as a people has actually come from us. So, you know, that's where I think the real opportunity is, and for radically different action. I guess the simple thing to do is like embed demographic planning into all iwi planning. You know, one of the challenges, it sounds simple, it does take different steps, it does take resources, it does take a different sort of mindset. It also requires the right data. You know, one of the issues, of course, now is that Stats New Zealand is transitioning from a census that was largely built on, you know, enumeration of the population using surveys, to one which is reusing administrative data. And there's some benefits from that, but there's some serious disadvantages as well. And one of the disadvantages of that is that it will indisputably lead to poor quality iwi data. And so at the very time where you need the right data to make these sort of decisions, you know, with a sort of a sound understanding of changing demography, the data system is undergoing change and isn't going to give you what you need. So part of that challenge, I think, as well, is building our own iwi population data systems that actually give us the information that we need in a timely fashion, and I think under our own control. You know, the government has a role to play in that in terms of providing some of the resourcing that can move to that type of infrastructure. They've demonstrated time and time again that they don't do that well themselves. So, you know, it's not just about sort of embedding that demographic planning into our iwi planning. It's also about having access to the right data at the right time. And I think there's still a lot to be done there. I think Te Kahui Raronga, which works on behalf of the Iwi Chairs Forum, is doing an incredible job building alternatives. But I do think there's a lack of proper resourcing to enable that to happen in a timely way, because we can't wait till like 20, 30 years down the track. We actually need those systems to change now.
Yeah, most of us would be unfamiliar with the changes in perspectives coming from Stats New Zealand, less reliant on census data and reusing administrative data as well. We need to be in the mix here. And you did mention Te Kahui Raronga and issues of Māori sovereignty in the data space as well surface here. Can we do better than Stats NZ at painting a more accurate picture of our people's realities?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe we can. You know, Stats New Zealand has done a really good job at some things, and they're working in a challenging environment themselves. I'm not going to beat up on Stats New Zealand. But, you know, in the last 10 years, there have been well-documented system failures that have negatively impacted Māori population data, and in particularly iwi data. So it makes no sense, really, to keep going on doing the same thing. You know, changes are needed. In the last 10 years, I've seen an incredible amount of growth in what you might call the sort of the Māori data and iwi data sovereignty space. Growth in knowledge, growth in expertise, growth in innovative solutions. There's been a number of cases where we've seen proof of concept of what people said couldn't be done, and it has been done. So I think there is a lot of opportunity to do things differently. I do think it requires probably some political boldness to redirect resources away from things that aren't working into different ideas. But I think, you know, now we definitely have opportunities that didn't exist 10 years ago. And you know, my view is that an iwi, like a mana motuhake data system, can and would work.
Very interesting. Thank you. We haven't even spoken about the impact on New Zealand demography by migration patterns. But we'll leave it here today. We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we should know today?
Is there anything? Well, look, let's have another talk about migration. It's become a bit of a political, you know, football and dog whistle at the moment. I don't think that's helpful. You know, in Aotearoa, we are a unique country, and then we have a significant Indigenous population and also a significant overseas-born population. That is our demographic reality. We have both. So moving forward, we need to plan for both.
Tēnā koe. And I look forward to a conversation that incorporates the migratory patterns as well across the decades. Always enjoy talking with you. Thanks again for your time, and te kōrero tau. Mauri ora tuhine.
Ki pai te rā.
Tēnā koe. Thanks. Professor Tahu Kukutai. Really smart when it comes with analysing data and trends, and always a welcome voice here on Iterangi Wātea.